Welcome to the Economy Watch podcast by Commercial Property Executive and Multi-Housing News. I'm your host, Dee Stribling, with a few words about the economy for the week ending Friday, May 23rd, 2014. It was a fairly light week for economic news, as usual before the Memorial Day holiday, but a few things came down the pike. Sales of new single-family houses came in at an annualized rate of 433,000 units in April. That's a 4.6% increase compared with March, but 4.2% below the April 2013 rate. Also, existing home sales rose 1.3% in April to an annualized rate of 4.65 million units. Even so, compared with the same month a year earlier, the rate is 6.8% lower. So there seems to be a new pattern in housing. The recovery is still ongoing, but not nearly as robustly as last year. Still, housing is recovering. Zillow released its latest negative equity report this week, which says that the national negative equity rate was 18.8% in the first quarter of 2014. That is, 18.8% of mortgaged owner-occupied homes are suffering from negative equity. That's down from a peak of 31.4% in the first quarter of 2012. Still, about 9.7 million mortgages are underwater. The bulk of the underwater homeowners, almost half of them, are underwater by less than 20% of their loan value and will soon cross over into positive equity territory, according to Zillow. That's a good thing, but they're not quite out of the woods, since those homeowners will still be effectively underwater, because selling a house in that situation doesn't generate enough of a profit to pay for the expenses associated with the sale or to form a down payment for buying another residence. Finally this week, the Federal Open Market Committee released the minutes of its latest meeting, which was held on April 29th and 30th, and the topic at hand was the eventual normalization of the stance and conduct of monetary policy, to quote those minutes. Monetary policy hasn't been normal for quite a while now, and investors, economists, and even economic columnists and podcasters have been wondering out loud when that's going to change. The committee was at some pains to note that talk was just prudent planning and that, quote, the committee's discussion of this topic did not imply that normalization would necessarily begin sometime soon, end quote. So it's another case of we'll get around to it when we get around to it message from the Fed. Next week, case seller, consumer confidence, a revised GDP estimate, and more. This is Dee Stribling with Commercial Property Executive and Multi-Housing News. Thanks for listening, and be sure to read my Economy Watch column every day at those excellent websites.